Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. You know, I'm a huge fan of 60 Minutes. I DVR it weekly. I was so moved by what I saw on 60 Minutes Sunday night that I had to reach out to the family and have them tell their story on my show. Tim Green is a former defensive lineman for the Atlanta Falcons, fierce competitor. He's an attorney. He has multiple books. He is a best-selling author, and Tim Green suffers from ALS. And Tim Green was featured on 60 Minutes Sunday night.
When did you first realize that there was something wrong?
About 7 years ago.
He's suffering from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. His body is starting to fail, and his voice has lost its timbre. But his story now is even more compelling than it was when we first met him back in 1996.
Joining us is Tim Green's son, Troy Green. Troy, thanks for coming on tonight. We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
Troy, I was so moved by that piece. My wife was bawling during the entire piece. She had no idea how great of a player that your father was back in the day.
He never talks about it much, but we only get to hear stories through other people.
Now, you should watch some videos, man. He was a fierce competitor. But give me, first of all, give everybody the update on your father. How is he doing?
He's doing good. You know, one of the things that is overlooked a lot with ALS is his brain is 100% intact. So it's purely physical. And you know with him, I mean, just mentally, he's just a warrior. So mentally, 100%, physically, you know, some things slip a little bit here and there, but, you know, he's just fighting.
Right. He didn't seek treatment at first, which it said in the piece. He said that he just wanted to live his life. Does he look back with regret?
No, he's one of the things he does a great job of is he really doesn't live with any regrets. Everything he does, you know, he says, you learn from it. Even if it does appear to be a mistake, you know, at least you learn the lesson from it. As long as you take away the lesson, there's nothing to regret. So, you know, his original reason for not seeking treatment was he doesn't want pity. He doesn't want to be treated like, people to treat him any different. When he said he just wants to live his life,
right?
He in the beginning, fortunately for him and us as a family, he was diagnosed with a very slow progressing version. So in the beginning, you know, he was diagnosed for years before anyone knew it. So I would say no regrets, and he just didn't want it to be about him.
Right. Well, your dad used his head a lot tackling in the NFL, hitting players, tackling players. They don't know if that was a factor with the ALS, but on 60 Minutes, Steve Croft asked your father if he had any regrets playing in the NFL, and he said, absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not. He credits football as a lot of who he is as a person, as a father. You know, he learned a lot of lessons from coaches like George O'Leary and Coach McPherson along the way, who taught him things that he carries to this day. And at the same time, too, football for him and his situation opened a lot of doors for him that maybe wouldn't have been opened without it. So I think he loves the game because of what it's done for him, and I know he doesn't regret it.
And Troy, walk me through a day in your dad's life. Is he rehabbing daily? Is he writing daily? How's his strength?
Yeah, so he does rehab, I would say probably 5 days a week. It's all obviously varies a little bit, but he does rehab probably 5 days a week. He does work. He works out maybe 6-7 days a week. He does a lot of writing still, so he's writing actually. His third book with Derek Jeter comes out in March 3rd, I think, 2020.
Okay.
So he's doing a lot of writing, getting that book finalized. And, he works on his law practice a lot. So he stays pretty busy. You know, it takes a lot to slow him down.
I mean, do you look at your dad and say, Dad, you have ALS. Why don't you take a nap? I mean, you got to dial it back a little bit.
he just keeps going. I don't know if it's possible, to stop him. He'll find a way. He makes adjustments. You know, it's just incredible.
Well, here's a guy that has ALS, and we're watching him on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, and he can't really type anymore, so he wears these special glasses that shines a laser on this electronic keypad. I mean, it's truly unbelievable.
Yeah, he's, like I said, I don't know how you stop him. I think he just, you know, he's just a force. When he's on something, forget it. You know, he has tunnel vision, and that's, you know, one of the reasons why I was able, you know, one of the reasons how I was able to convince him to, you know, become public about this disease is because I said, you know, you need to join the team of everybody who has this horrific disease and you know, try and lead the charge here in beating it. And actually, he still said no, and then I said, don't do it for you to find the cure or the life-changing treatment. Do it for the next guy. And then, you know, he thought about it, and I would expect nothing less. As soon as I mentioned it was for the next guy,
right,
he said, that's it. Let's do it. So,
former NFL player Tim Green, featured on 60 Minutes Sunday night, has ALS. We're talking with Troy Green, his son. Now, Steve Croft spoke to your father's doctor on 60 Minutes, and I love that your father's doctor said this line: there is no cure for ALS yet. She kept saying the word yet over and over and over. I love that, because she's always looking forward, because something's got to give.
Well, Dr. Marisakovich is, you know, she's like an angel. But more, you know, more than just that, she's been in this field for a long time. And, you know, she says, I'm not sure if it was in the piece, but one of the things that she openly says now to, you know, talking about it is, this is the first time in her career where there's immediate hope for people with ALS. It's a situation where it's purely fund-based. So it's just, you know, resources going towards finding, and I say cure and life-changing treatment, because, you know, the goal is to slow the disease or pause the disease. It doesn't necessarily have to be the cure.
Right. Troy, tell everybody how you're involved and how people can donate and get involved and check out the website.
We started a website, www.tackleals.com. And what we did is we were going to pick, you know, another organization to donate to. But, you know, with a little bit of research, you can find that when you donate, there's a lot of your donations go towards administrative fees and upkeep fees. Mm-hmm. And we have none of that whatsoever. So every penny that you donate goes into a fund at Massachusetts General Hospital. And MGH has started what they call a master platform trial. So it's basically copying what happened in cancer, when we had all the breakthrough medications come through in cancer. So the long story short is, if you go to the website, you can start a team. It's a competitive-based fundraiser just for fun, but you can start a team, challenge friends, challenge coworkers, challenge other companies. Donate a dollar, donate whatever you want.
Right.
We ask you, you know, just try and spread the word. And, you know, it's one of those situations where if everybody in the country gave a dollar, you know, we could take the website down, because we'd be able to fund that master platform trial. And one of those, we have over 60 drugs that are being submitted to Dr. Sakovich that have promising science. And, you know, it's just a matter of getting the funds to fund them. There's already five that we've funded thus far that will launch soon. It's a program that's accessible, so it gets it to all ALS patients, not just ones who qualify.
Right.
It's affordable. It's not, you know, if you're not in this program, getting these cutting-edge treatments can, you know, put you in financial jeopardy, so a lot of people can't do them. So, again, you know, it's just spread the word, go on the website, look around, and if you're going to donate to a team, you know, we're having a competition, so donate to the Tim Green team so we can beat everybody else.
TackleALS.com. How long has your father had ALS? How many years?
He was formally diagnosed about 5 years ago.
Okay.
But he started showing signs about almost 8 years ago now.
8 years ago. Now, you've talked to doctors in the last 5 years. How much has this changed just in the last 5 years that you've seen with your own eyes, how this has progressed and how they're making leaps and bounds?
Yeah, so it was a situation where when he was first diagnosed, there actually was only one treatment that was considered, a viable option. And actually, about a month after he decided to go public and start about a month after he decided to see a doctor about it, this new drug came out called Radicava, and then, now it's just been kind of this explosion. And you'll see on the website, we broke 3.2 million. We're getting really close to 3.3 million.
Right, right.
And all that money is going towards, these new treatments that will be coming out soon for not just, my dad, for everybody who's in the program through Mass General. And it's really exciting. I mean, there's drugs in there that show, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to speak on what they show, but there's some really exciting exciting studies in there. So, I don't think that we're talking about this. I don't think we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
If we get the right funds, I don't think we're having this conversation in the next, 5 years.
I'm looking at TackleALS.com right now. It looks like the Tim Green team is in second place. We need to push that to first place.
Exactly.
How is your mother doing? Because this is always very, very hard on the person that takes care of the sick patient. How is she doing?
I really appreciate that question because people often overlook that. She's really the glue to our family. She has been since I was born, my entire life. So she's really, kind of the unsung hero in this whole thing because, you wouldn't know anything's changed. She runs everything with an iron fist, and we're all running around, doing what we have to do. But she's just, like I described my father, she's just a warrior. So
right, God, that's awesome. Well, God bless your entire family. We're all praying for you guys, and we're going to try to raise money to tackle ALS.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And, even just things like this, just talking about it, getting the word out, that means a lot. I don't want to feel like you have to donate or pressured to donate. Just as much as we can to spread the word and don't feel like it has to be a big amount. If you want to donate, every dollar counts.
And, Troy, if anything happens or you see some breaks in this, please come back on the show. Or if you want to talk about anything, come back. You're invited anytime.
I really appreciate it, and I'll take you up on that. Once we get the disease beat here, we'll come back on and we'll do a follow-up.
Tim Green's son, Troy Green, go to TackleALS.com. Have a great night, Troy. Thanks so much.
You too. Thanks.